The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
Summer arrives on Monday, and we will talk about what we can do in the summer wind and the summer sun during this summer outdoor activity edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, June 17th. What is your favorite outdoor summer activity? Where do you like to go and what do you like to do in the summertime? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest will tell us some of the best places to hike and to bike and to paddle and more, and we will welcome your questions and your own recommendations. Let me welcome our guest. Chelsea Lewis is a travel writer and editor for Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She is the author of the piece, 25 Things to Do Outside in Wisconsin in the Summer, and we have posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning, Joy.
Good to have you back. So how did you determine what made the top 25 things to do outside in Wisconsin in the summer?
Yeah, it's pretty hard to narrow it down to 25 things, but I picked some of my favorites, some classic spots that people love to visit in the summer, and then some of my own personal favorites.
Yeah, and you like to explore outside, and you like to hike and bike and paddle and all those things.
Oh yeah, absolutely. This is prime season for me to do all of those things. I love it.
Yeah. Well, let's start with hiking, as your piece did. what trails do you suggest we enjoy outside during the summer?
I love the Ice Age Trail, and it's great because no matter where you are in the state, you're probably not any farther than an hour or so from a segment, and even closer in most areas. It's 1,200 miles. About half of that is official trail, and the rest are connecting segments, and it winds through just a really nice, diverse range of landscapes. You know, it traces the edge of the last glacier that went through Wisconsin, so you get a lot of that really nice glacial topography and kettles and moraines and eskers and all of that good stuff. And, you know, up north you get the pines and the deep north woods, and then down in southern Wisconsin you go through some open prairies and more deciduous forests. So that's a really great trail for hiking all over the state.
Yeah, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Did I tell you that in May, when I went on a vacation out of state, I did hike a portion of the Appalachian Trail, and that was exciting.
Oh, nice.
Sort of a little bucket list thing to do, but it was just a day trip, not like the people that were going to be on that trail for like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
But the Ice Age Trail is nothing to sneeze at either. There's some gorgeous spots. That Gibraltar Rock segment is probably a real favorite.
Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful one. Yeah, I was just up in Lincoln County last weekend hiking a segment, the Harrison Hill segment. A little buggy this time of year. I wouldn't necessarily recommend it in the summer, but it was really beautiful. Lakes, some pristine lakes that you can camp right next to, because it's county forest land. You can camp anywhere off trail, which was really fun to do a little weekend backpacking trip on that segment.
Mm, great. And apparently there are copies of the Ice Age Trail Atlas or guidebooks that we can pick up if we want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I would recommend grabbing one of those if you're planning on hiking a lot of the segments. The Ice Age Trail Alliance puts those out, so you can get one on their website, also at stores like REI and some other outdoor stores and bookstores carry those.
I know that you also recommend checking out Pattison State Park for those gorgeous waterfalls, so we can hike and see waterfalls at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people think waterfalls in Wisconsin, but yeah, in northern Wisconsin, there's a lot of spots you can see waterfalls, and Pattison is a great one because Big Manitou Falls is there, and at 165 feet, it's the tallest in Wisconsin, and it's also the fourth highest east of the Rockies, so it's a pretty big falls there. And then there's Little Manitou there as well, only 30 feet, but really beautiful, kind of a nice twin cascade there.
Yeah, those are the maybe the biggest falls. Someone on a show just last week recommended going to the Marinette County area, saying that there are, I guess there are probably more waterfalls, or at least they claim to be the waterfall capital of Wisconsin, something along those lines, because there are so many. Have you been in that area too?
Yeah. I think they put out, the Visitors Bureau there puts out like a waterfall tour that you can drive around and see all of those. So that's a fun spot to kind of do a little waterfall hopping, I guess.
Yeah. Now here's one that I have done a little bit of. I have not actually done, let me take that back. I have not actually done rock climbing. I have walked the rocks on the trail at Devil's Lake State Park. But are you saying even do the rock climbing?
Sure, yeah, both. Whatever your ability or interests strike you to do. But if you just want to hike, the hike there is awesome and pretty strenuous, I would warn. You know, be prepared. It's kind of like an outdoor stairmaster getting up those cliffs on the east and west bluff. But once you get to the top, you know, you're about 600 feet above the lake there. It's just beautiful. I would say it's one of the state's, if not the state's most popular state park. So go during the week to avoid some of the crowds there that on summer days, those trails actually are pretty packed and can get a little backed up. So go during the week for a little more crowd-free exploring.
Yeah, that makes sense. And if you're in that area, the Parfreys Glen is close by, and you also recommend that.
Yeah, Parfreys Glen was the state's first natural area. It's kind of this beautiful, narrow gorge with these huge sandstone and quartzite boulders, and there's a little stream that trickles through there. A few years ago, there used to be some boardwalks that you could walk along into the gorge, and some floods washed them out, so there's no official trail in the gorge, but you can kind of trace the river and walk back through there. So it's a little bit of a slippery hike, but it's really beautiful and definitely worth it.
Yeah. The Wyalusing State Park is on the Mississippi River on the western coast of Wisconsin. Beautiful views there, you say?
Yeah, Wyalusing is one of my favorite state parks. It's where the Wisconsin and the Mississippi meet out in western Wisconsin. And so there's like almost 15 miles of trails that wind along both rivers on the bluffs there. Actually, a really great campsite there, too. You can camp right on the bluffs above the river. Just gorgeous views. Watching the sunset from there is fantastic.
We are talking about some of the best things to do and best places to do them, including hiking and biking and paddling during summertime in Wisconsin with Chelsea Lewis, who wrote the piece 25 Things to Do Outside in Wisconsin in the Summer. Right now we're talking about some places to hike, but we'll talk about places to bike and places to paddle as well. And we'll welcome your questions and your own recommendations. What are your favorite outdoor summertime activities and where do you like to do them? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let us talk next about biking. Where's one of your favorite places to bike, Chelsea?
Biking, yeah. I love the Elroy Sparta State Trail. That's kind of the best rail-to-trail trail in Wisconsin, I think. There's three old railroad tunnels that you go through. That's out in the Driftless region. Just a really nice family-friendly bike ride, too, because it follows an old railroad line. It's relatively flat and straight, so not too strenuous. That's a really great trail.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be, actually, I'm not doing this bike ride. My husband's doing the bike ride. It's a week-long bike tour starting in Eagle River and going all the way to Prairie du Chien. It starts on Sunday and will end next Saturday. So I think it's the Grab Raw, it's called.
And oh, yeah.
He is, I mean, I'm just too chicken to do it because it's like 50 to 70 miles per day. And you know, I guess somebody who's a biking enthusiast can certainly handle that no problem, but I usually do shorter trips than that. But it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. You go from Eagle River to Rhinelander and then to Merrill and then, I don't know, to Stevens Point, to Baraboo, to Richland Center, and then to Prairie du Chien, something along that route. You're going along the Wisconsin River, and then you're camping maybe just at a high school in all of the towns that you stop at. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds fabulous. That's probably a little beyond my abilities as well, but it sounds like a great trip.
Yeah, and I will be, of all things, it starts in Eagle River in Vilas County, and you recommend pedaling through the pines in Vilas County.
Yeah, there's a trail system there called the Heart of Vilas County, and it's more than 45 miles of paved trails that kind of wind through classic Northwoods scenery. So you've got beautiful lakes and streams and pine trees. One of the most popular stretches is the Crystal Lake Trail, and that goes from Boulder Junction south to the Crystal Lake Campground, where there's a really nice sandy beach on the lake there that you can kind of cool off and relax a little bit before you do the 11 miles back.
We are going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue talking about where to go for fun outdoor summertime activities in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, and this is Tell Joy Where to Go for Outdoor Fun in the Summertime. We are talking with Chelsea Lewis, who's a travel writer and editor for Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She's the author of the piece, 25 Things to Do Outside in Wisconsin in the Summer, and we are going over many of those, and we are welcoming your favorite summertime outdoor activities. Where are your favorite hiking or biking spots? Do you have a go-to place for outdoor water recreation? We can talk a little bit about that. Have a favorite lake? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We've talked about several of the hiking places on Chelsea's list and some of the biking places, but let's get a little flavor for some of the places to paddle in Wisconsin as well. You are a fan of kayaking the Sea Caves of the Apostle Islands, Chelsea, and I can say so am I. How gorgeous is that?
Yeah, so beautiful. I love the sea caves up there. They never get old. And, you know, we didn't get to see them in the winter this year, but you can always see them in the summer. And as long as the weather's okay, you can see them by kayak, which is one of the best ways to see them because you can kind of kayak through some of the narrow passageways and caves, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, this is one that is on my list, and now you've prompted me to put it higher up on the list. Canoe the Kickapoo. I've been told that because it's the curviest river in the world or something like that.
Yeah, I think they say something to that effect because it's actually 130 miles long, but as the crow flies, it travels just 60 miles. So it twists and turns a lot, passes by some really beautiful rock outcroppings, and it's a pretty narrow river. So it can be a little bit of a challenging canoe or kayak in the fun way, you know, totally safe, but that's a really fun paddle out in the Driftless region.
Yeah, and here, not paddling, but it's paddling, stand-up paddle boards, that where you are on a paddle board, like a surfboard, isn't that? It looks like a surfboard.
Yeah, exactly. That's really kind of picked up and become more popular in the past few years. A ton of places you can do it in the state. You know, we have so many lakes to do it on. I'm a personal fan of Pewaukee Lake. I grew up in Pewaukee, so I love Pewaukee Lake, and you can rent some paddle boards from Koha Yoga on the lake there, and they do lessons, and they actually do yoga, a stand-up paddleboard yoga class, which I have never done. That would probably be a little challenging for me, but if you just want to stand and paddle, that's available as well.
I will say that I did did stand up paddleboard yoga once, and that was enough for me. I love yoga, and I actually maybe I'll try it again. But I tried it on a day when it was particularly hot and buggy, and that was not fun because then you know there's perspiration going into your eyes, and bugs are biting you, and you can't really swat bugs when you're trying to balance on a paddleboard.
Yeah, that does not sound too fun.
Downward dog was not fun at all. Let me tell you. So, in any case, maybe I'll give it another chance when it's not a hot and buggy day. I mean, this would be fun. Instead of going on a whitewater rafting in Wisconsin, there's some places on the Peshtigo River or the Menominee River to do that.
Yeah, another one of those things I think people don't expect that you can do in Wisconsin. You think of whitewater rafting and you think out west or, you know, Appalachia, but the Peshtigo and Menominee have some rapids, class 2 to class 4. The Peshtigo is better in the spring. As we get deeper into the summer, the rapids kind of mellow out a little bit. So if you're looking for a little bit of a more mellow experience, that's probably better. But the Menominee is controlled by a dam, so they kind of have some solid class 3, class 4 rapids all summer. That's a lot of fun. I love that one.
We are talking about having fun outside in the summer in Wisconsin. This is Tell Joy Where to Go for Outdoor Summertime Activities. What is your favorite outdoor summertime activity, and where do you like to do it? Where do you like to bike or hike or paddle or sail or swim? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let's go to Pat in Oshkosh. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I just want to tell you about a couple of bicycle tours that also combine some paddling.
Oh, great. That sounds like a fun combo.
Okay. Well, there are two of them. The first one takes place in the Eagle River, Minocqua, Boulder Junction area, and it uses some of the trail systems that you were talking about a little earlier, through Crystal Lake, et cetera. It is a week-long tour, something like what your husband's doing, except instead of staying in camping in high schools, you stay in hotels and eat at restaurants.
That sounds my style.
And then there's a paddling option where you can go out on a quiet lake outside of Boulder Junction. There are several quiet lakes in that area. It's not whitewater. It's just paddling around for an afternoon after the morning bike ride.
That sounds great, Pat. Does this have a certain name to it?
Yes, it does. It's actually, there's a website, Around Wisconsin Bicycle Tours, and that particular tour is called the Northern Woods and Waters.
Cool.
And they do another one in southwest Wisconsin, around from Madison to New Glarus, Monroe, Mineral Point. That one doesn't have paddling, but there's some very interesting bicycling down there. There's a lot of craft cheese operations, and the bike tour goes to a different town every night and samples cheese at the various places. And there's also some microbreweries down there. Excuse me. And that tour is called The Flavors of Wisconsin.
What could be better than that, Chelsea? Biking to cheese and beer places.
That is my kind of bike tour. That sounds fabulous.
Well, thank you so much, Pat, for sharing both of those.
That one has some openings right now. The one in the north is filled for this summer, so
I'll have to do it next
beer
summer.
And cheese you could still get in on if you see the website.
Thank you very much, Pat. I really do appreciate both of those ideas. I did take a Door County bike tour earlier in May, the Memorial Day weekend, and this was a lot of fun. We went from Pottawatomie State Park to Peninsula State Park. Then we went up to Washington Island and went over. You can't bike on Rock Island State Park, but we went and visited Rock Island State Park, and we took a hike there. And then we biked from the ferry place, Northport, to Newport State Park, and then to Whitefish Dunes State Park. There are a lot of state parks in Door County, Chelsea.
Wow, yeah, that's a great way to see them, by bike. You do a nice little bike tour all around the peninsula. Yeah, Door County is an embarrassment of riches for state parks, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I'm trying to see, and I know we've talked, maybe, I thought you had it on your list, but maybe not. That Rock Island State Park is really something. You take a ferry over there. It's an island off of Washington Island, so you have to take a ferry to go to Washington Island, then another ferry to go to Rock Island, and you cannot bring bikes or any vehicles, obviously, on Rock Island. It's a hiking only kind of a place, and a lot of people go over there and camp. And I took a nice hike, and we saw a lighthouse that was very nice.
Yeah, Rock Island is fabulous. I was up there last September, and we actually kayaked from Washington Island over to Rock Island. And we did camp. We spent the weekend camping, so we could kayak kind of right up to our campsite on the beach and leave our kayaks there. And then, yeah, the hike around the island, I think it's about 5 or 6 miles if you do the whole loop around. And there's that lighthouse there, which I think is one of the oldest in Wisconsin. Yeah. I love Rock Island. Really, it's a trek to get up there, as you said. You got to take two ferries and drive all the way up the peninsula, but it's definitely worth it.
And my tip for this, too, is to always look at the ferry schedule, because the story that I'm going to tell tell for some time now is that we ended up we got off of Rock Island just fine, and we're on Washington Island, and somebody in our party had looked at a schedule, but they had looked at a summer schedule, like the high season, and there was going to be ferries leaving Washington Island and going back to the peninsula until, you know, like 8 o'clock at night or something like that, but not on Memorial Day weekend. The last ferry was at 5 o'clock at night, and we didn't discover this until it was almost six.
So always check the
ferry schedule. the happy ending to my story is that the ferry captain. Pilot had pity for us and actually did a run to bring us back to the peninsula. And he didn't even, it was not just us. It was another couple that we were traveling with, and another couple in a car that we didn't know at all. And I guess he had pity on us, and he brought us back over to Door County.
That's good.
John in Boaz has a great idea. Hi, John.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have kayaked down the Flambeau River. I had taken a riverboat out of La Crosse in the evening. My father taught me how to sail solo at 12 years old, but what I recommend is to get a hold of the Dennis Sullivan for a romantic adventure.
Why does it have to be romantic, John? Oh, you mean just because it's a cool thing to do? The Dennis Sullivan is one of those tall ships.
It's a lake schooner, and you can go out for like a 3-hour cruise. It's really fun, and but you have to call advance because the summer schedule is filling up fast.
Great idea, John. So go sailing, Chelsea. Maybe not just an itty bitty sunfish sailboat, but the Dennis Sullivan in Milwaukee. How about that?
Yeah, that they offer day sails, and you can kind of help the crew sail on those. And then actually this summer, the Tall Ships Festival is coming back through the Great Lakes, and I believe stopping in Green Bay in August. I'd have to look that up. I don't want to give the wrong date, but there's going to be a whole fleet of tall ships coming through, so that's another opportunity to get in some tall ship sailing.
Yeah, thank you very much, John, for recommending that. Still many more items on your list that we haven't talked about. And here's one that it might not be sailing, but you can cruise the Mississippi River on a paddle wheeler. That would be a ton of fun.
Yeah, out of La Crosse, they have kind of a recreated paddle wheel steamboat that you can ride down the Mississippi, and they have sightseeing tours that go along the bluffs and point out wildlife. They do some dinner and brunch tours as well, and those all leave from Riverside Park in La Crosse, so that's a lot of fun.
And you can combine that with a drive along the Great River Road. I have done that, and I'm going to do it again because there's still so much more to see. There's so many different communities along the Great River Road and places to visit in those communities. But what do you like to do when you're on a drive along the Great River Road?
Yeah, I love the Great River Road. There are a lot of little natural areas along there, too, that protect some of the bluffs and the unique landscapes that are there. Rush Creek is one that I really love. It's kind of down in the southern part of the Great River Road, south of La Crosse a little bit. And then you'll hit Wyalusing if you keep going. So that's a really beautiful drive any time of year, really, but especially in the summer when everything's green and beautiful.
We are talking about where to go and what to do outside in Wisconsin in the summer. And we're wondering if you have some favorite places to hike or to bike or to paddle. Do you have some other outdoor recreational activities that you like to do in the summer? Let us know. Let us know if you have questions or if you have recommendations. This is Tell Joy Where to Go for Outdoor Summer Fun. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Chelsea Lewis is a travel writer and editor for Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and she is author of the piece 25 Things to Do Outside in Wisconsin in the Summer. And we have posted that piece on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we have talked about, a wide variety of things, a lot of places to go hiking and a lot of places to go biking, a lot of places to do some paddling and even more. And we are welcoming your ideas, too, or your favorite things to do. So far, a lot of these activities are pretty active activities, but I like that there's one that I have not done that I think it would just be fun someday on a hot day, take a lazy tubing trip on the Sugar River. You don't have to exert yourself too much for that, right?
Yeah, you pretty much just sit yourself down in a tube and the river does all the work. There's a few spots you can kind of do these. They're called float trips in Wisconsin, and the Apple and Wolf Rivers also have some outfitters. But I like the Sugar River a lot. It kind of meanders through farm country and some deciduous areas. And, you know, just a nice lazy trip on a hot day. And then there's a campground there, Sweet Minnehaha, which will shuttle you upriver, and then you float back and you float right up to your campsite. So that's about as lazy as it gets. I love that.
Yeah, that does sound like a lot of fun. And that is one that's on my list, too. Ages ago, when I was a kid, I think I did the Wolf River, but I've heard about the Apple River. I'd like to try that. So there is another one. That you recommend is interesting. Do some zip lining, and there's you can do that in Lake Geneva and other places too, right?
Yeah, Lake Geneva Canopy Tours. They take you on 8 zip lines, and then they have some what they call sky bridges, and then a couple of spiral staircases, and then you finish off. You can kind of race your friends on this 1,200-foot dual zip line. There's also zip lining up in Door County. I know there's something up there. And then up in the Minocqua area, there's, I think it's Northwood zip lining or something like that you can go zip lining as well.
Yeah. So let me see. What else? I'm trying to figure out. We've covered a lot of it, but, you know, maybe we didn't do enough on biking, because we just talked about the Elroy Sparta Trail, the granddaddy of them all, and talked a little bit about Vilas County. But I can just hop on my bike here in Madison, and I can go all over the place right here in with the Capitol and the trails that we have here in Madison.
Yeah, Madison is, you know, there's a reason it's a platinum level bicycle-friendly community. You've got 75 miles of off-street trails and then another over 100 miles of on-street bikeways, and now there's the bike share system going on. So if you don't have your own bike, you're just visiting, you want to hop on one of those and ride around, you can ride around the lakes on the Lakeshore Path, the Capital City Path, and then also you can head out of the city and get on some of the state trails that go out of the city. So there's just so many options in Madison for biking.
Yeah. What if you want to go mountain biking?
Mountain biking. One of the best spots in the southern part of the state is in the Kettle-Moraine State Forest, the John Muir Trails. You've got 5 loops there ranging from just over a mile to about 12 miles. And the beginner loop there is pretty nice for beginners. So if you just kind of want to get into it and try it and see if you like it, that's a good spot. And just down the road, the LaGrange General Store rents mountain bikes. So you can rent a mountain bike, go just up the road and see if you like it. And then, but if you're a little more ambitious, there's a connector trail that links it to the Emma Carlin Trails, which are a little more challenging, a little more rustic, but a lot of fun.
This one I might have to pass on. Tackle the hills in the Driftless Region. I'm so bad at hills. I walk half the time. I just have to learn how to use those gears, apparently. But so that's a hilly area.
Yeah. Most people think, oh, Wisconsin flat. You know, you're not going to get too good of a workout. But you head out to the Driftless Region, and there are definitely some hills there worth tackling. La Crosse is a really nice base for a trip if you want to do a biking trip. The Chamber of Commerce there has a lot of suggested routes that you can do. And then they also have a big bike festival in September where they have some guided rides throughout the weekend. So, yeah, that's a great spot.
Doesn't Mount Horeb have something called, was it the horrible hilly 100s or something?
Yes, yes. Do they still do that?
I don't know. But it intimidated me, so that's not one that I was going to do. We're going to check news again from NPR and from Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue to talk about fun outdoor activities. And we're welcoming your favorite outdoor summertime activity. We're wondering where you like to go to hike or bike or paddle. Do you have a favorite bike trail? Do you have a favorite place to go paddling? Do you have another favorite outdoor activity? Maybe it's a different water sport, or maybe there's some other outdoor activity. Do you like to go paddle boarding, or maybe even windsurfing or something? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Chelsea Lewis, a travel writer and editor for Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She is author of the piece, 25 Things to Do Outside in Wisconsin in the Summer. And we are talking about those 25 things, and we are welcoming your questions and welcoming your favorite summertime activities. This is the Tell Joy Where to Go for outdoor summertime activities like biking and hiking and paddling and sailing and more. Do you have some favorite activities and favorite places to do them? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Chelsea, Daniel called in during the news and wanted to know what the requirements, wondering, you know, if you don't have bikes, are there places where you can rent bikes? And also, if do you need passes for all of these trails?
Yeah, that's a great question. As far as renting bikes, there are tons of bike shops all over the state. And like we mentioned, in Madison, there's a nice bike share program, B-Cycle, that you just go to a station, you know, throw in your credit card, and you can rent a bike right there. Here where I am in Milwaukee, we have Bubbler Bikes, another bike share system, and then a couple of the bike shops around town will rent bikes. As far as trail passes, yes, most state trails, if you're 16 and older, you do need a trail pass to ride a bicycle on. Not all of them, but a lot of them, just helping with the maintenance. And I think those are $5 for a day or $4 for a day and $20 or $25 for the year. You can usually pick them up at a trailhead, and the DNR does check for those. I was out on the Hank Aaron State Trail a couple of weeks ago, and the DNR was out checking for trail passes, so make sure you have that if you are going out.
Yeah, I've been checked more than a few times. And I know you can, for example, in Door County, we have our own bikes, but I know that they have a bike rental place right outside of Peninsula State Park that you can, you know, rent a bike and use that to bike around the park or wherever. I was going to ask you about being in the Milwaukee area. What can you tell me about, if anything, the Ozaukee Trail? I think it's called the Ozaukee County Trail, something like that.
Yeah, the Interurban Trail.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. And last fall, I think it was, they built a new connector from the Oakleaf Trail to the Ozaukee Interurban Trail. So now you can start a ride in Milwaukee and bike some, I don't know, maybe 40 or more miles completely off-road on nice, really beautiful paved trail all the way north through Milwaukee and then into Ozaukee County. That's one of my favorite long rides for me because it's, you know, right in my backyard. I love that trail.
Let's go to the phones. Karen in Janesville is with us. Hello, Karen.
Hi.
Hi.
Excuse me.
Yes, go ahead, Karen.
I was wondering if there was a magazine that would tell these things, or which was the best magazine in Wisconsin, because I really enjoy this program every month, but if there was a magazine you could buy for your children that enjoy these type of things.
Is Wisconsin Trail still a magazine, Chelsea?
No, unfortunately, we don't have a printed magazine anymore, but you can find all this information on wisconsintrails.com. I think that there is a publication called Our Wisconsin. I'm not sure how much outdoors stuff they have in there, but that's an option. And then, of course, the Travel Wisconsin, the Department of Tourism, puts out some nice publications with all this kind of information in it.
Yeah, that's true. They do have a lot of free catalogs and such that you can get if you go to travelwisconsin.com. You'll see a whole bunch of choices, and they'll mail them to you, Karen, if you want them.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much. And, of course, the Wisconsin Trails information you can find online in the piece that Chelsea wrote. She writes many pieces, and we talk to her frequently about them. 25 Things to Do Outside in Wisconsin in the Summer is posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So, and a lot of additional information on all of the different activities and you know, where to get more information. Gary in Boscobel is with us next. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Joy.
Morning.
I'm involved with an organization called the Wisconsin Prairie for the Prairie Enthusiasts. And we, on our webpage at www.theprairieenthusiast.org, we have, I think, upwards of 30 to 40 field trips, hikes on native prairie remnants and oak savannas that our organization has purchased and restoring back to pre-settlement conditions. And these field trips cover almost all of western Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin, parts of central Minnesota and northwest Illinois. And these field trips are all free. And if you go on our webpage there, you can get locations, directions to the sites, and the dates, and what you can expect to see or do on these sites. And they're great places for learning about our native landscapes here in Wisconsin. They're all led by experts, so any and all questions would be answered. And I think that especially kids love these kind of places. So,
thank you very much, Gary. Any reaction, Chelsea?
Yeah, that sounds so great. I love prairies, and I think it's one of those things that the landscape in southern Wisconsin used to be kind of dominated by these open oak savannas and prairies. But as we started farming the land and, you know, more people moved in and we suppressed fires, they kind of disappeared. So I'm always happy when there's groups trying to bring back that landscape and then open up those landscapes to people who don't know about them.
Thanks again, Gary, for the call. Let's go next to Eric in Milwaukee. Hello, Eric.
Hi, good morning. I hope you two both have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, you too, Eric. Do you have, I guess you like to go biking?
Absolutely. Just want if you can talk about what the best way to bike from Milwaukee to Chicago and back, and maybe some different routes from Milwaukee to Madison and back.
Oh, okay. Milwaukee to Madison and Madison to Milwaukee.
And Milwaukee to Chicago.
Holy cow. That's a long trip. But it's also very urban, too, at least for part of it. What about that? Can you conceivably bike the way from Madison to Milwaukee to Chicago?
I'm sure you could if you were very ambitious. You probably can't do it all on trails. It would be a little easier to go from Madison to Milwaukee on trails. You know, you've got the Hank Aaron and a couple of other trails that connect out there. But as far as going south, if you stick to county roads, you might be able to do it that way. Aside from the oak leaf that goes south of Milwaukee, I'm not sure of any other big trails that would get you that far. But good luck if that's something you're able to do.
Yeah, that's great. Beth had called in to say that she thought the magazine Midwest Living also has a lot of outdoor activity recommendations. So thank you.
Great suggestion.
Yeah. Let's go to Brian in Waterford. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to tell you about something that's going on today and tomorrow. It's the Red Power Roundup in Union Grove, Wisconsin at the fairgrounds. There's over 400 international tractors there, and some trucks. And I've been there the last 2 days helping out, and I just wanted to let you know about that.
All right, thanks very much, Brian. Not exactly, but it's outdoors. I guess there are a lot of interesting festivals. I guess I'm thinking of actual physical exertion, but you don't walking around festivals and seeing all these great festivals that Wisconsin has. Wonderful stuff going on, right, Chelsea?
Absolutely, yeah. However you get outside and enjoy it, you can just make the most of summer because it's only here for a little while.
Let's, we're having a little bit of an issue with our audio vault. I was going to be playing a Wisconsin Life piece on where to go and what to do with picking summer berries. But I think because of the problems that we're having, I'm not going to be able to play it. I think we're going to end up saving this piece for next week because of the technical problems that we're having. But that is a wonderful outdoor summertime activity, going berry picking, Chelsea.
Yeah, strawberries are just, I think, now starting to ripen. At the end of July and August, wild raspberries will be starting to ripen, and they're all over the state. So if you're hiking along a trail, you can have a little snack as you go. I love that. That's one of my favorite things in July and August to do.
Yeah. In fact, what did I see? We're talking about festivals and berries. I think it's next weekend in Cedarburg, the Strawberry Festival is going on.
Yes, the Cedarburg Strawberry Festival, always a favorite of mine, and they have the strawberry blush wine that they put out that people just go crazy for, and then, of course, all of the strawberry treats, and Cedarburg is hopping during that festival. That's a lot of fun.
Let's go next to Victor in Washington Island. Well, hi, Victor.
Hello.
Hi.
So I was making a suggestion that people could book charters and go charter fishing as a great activity. Next weekend, Kiwani and Algoma are putting on a Take a Kids Fishing. That's free for any kid between the ages of 4 and 15. You just have to contact the marina at Salmon Harbor in Kewaunee.
So charter fishing, that's a good idea, Chelsea.
Yeah, great suggestion. We have these beautiful, big, great lakes that Wisconsin is on, and plenty of opportunities for fishing on those, as well as inland lakes. Great suggestion. I love that.
Yeah. Let's get a couple more from your list. What did we miss, Chelsea, in terms of some of your favorite activities and places to do them?
I think one that we didn't talk about was Cave of the Mounds, which is kind of fun in the summer because it's nice and cool. It's a little bit of a cool retreat. Yeah, so you can go underground and take some tours of the caves there and the stalactites and stalagmites. And the temperature is usually around 50 degrees or a little bit warmer, so a nice little cool retreat on a hot day.
Yeah. Let's see if we had another. We had some other callers who also just wanted to talk about various things to do. A lot of festivals. That's what it seems people have, a lot of festivals in mind. In fact, didn't you write a piece on festivals recently, Chelsea?
Yeah, I did a nice roundup of a bunch of different festivals throughout the state. There's so many to choose from, and of course, in Milwaukee, we have all of our ethnic festivals starting this weekend with Polish Fest, and you know, rolling through with Italian Festa Italiana and German Fest, Irish Fest, Summer Fest. There's so much to do in the summer. Too much to do.
Yeah.
Hard to choose.
One thing that I did last weekend, and it, I guess you can do this in the weekends to come throughout June, it's Dairy Month, and I did breakfast on the farm in Dane County, and it was a lot of fun. I had never done that before, so that's something to do outdoors, too.
Yeah, that's great. I haven't done that either, but that's on my list for the future, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Chelsea Lewis is a travel writer and editor for Wisconsin Trails and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She is the author of the piece 25 Things to Do Outside in Wisconsin in the Summer. And we're happy that she could be with us. You can continue posting your ideas and your recommendations on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, and you can find her piece, 25 Things to Do Outside in Wisconsin in the Summer, posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Coming up next, Republican operatives have been able to hack into America's democracy by tipping state legislatures from blue to red, according to our guest, and we will find out more about that coming up in our next hour.